Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
The water that never runs dry. We hallow your name. The water you see gushing out whenever you are praying. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can you welcome somebody to church? Say we are welcome to the presence of the Spirit of the living God. Can you welcome somebody? Can we have a confession? Let's take like 5 minutes about. Is he on the screen? Okay, let's go. I didn't hear you. Are you sure you are strong? Why can't I hear your voice? Right, not left. I prosper. Say, I prosper wherever I go. I didn't hear you. Say that, let me hear you. Say, I am strong and courageous. I am blessed of the Lord. And I prosper wherever I go. I can't hear you. Say, I prosper wherever I go. Let's continue. The word makes my way and makes me. What makes your way prosperous? So, if you run away from the word, you are running away from your prosperity. Is that straightforward? Pastor, why is he not working? I have prayed and prayed. I can't hear God. If you don't read scriptures, you can't hear God. If you read scripture, you have heard God. Are you here? A man that does not read the Bible, that is waiting to hear the voice of God, is wasting his time. Let's take it again. The word, let's go. The word makes my way prosperous and makes me lift your right hand. Say by the word of the Lord. And the promise of the word of the Lord, I am abundantly successful. In the name of Jesus, say, devil, hear the word of the Lord. Say, oh, what? Hear the word of the Lord. Circumstances, hear the word of the Lord. Say, by heeding to the word of the Lord, I am abundantly successful. Can I hear you? Extremely abundantly successful. Abundantly, extremely successful. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, let's go. The Lord makes me. I didn't hear. Are you in church? Are you in church? Let me hear your voice. Let's go. Want to go? Look at somebody else. I said, the Lord makes you abundantly rich and lifts you up. Say to somebody, say, the Lord. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, the Lord makes you abundantly rich and lift you up in the name of Jesus. Let's go to the next one. Seal the word. Let's go. I keep the word and I prosper. You remember he said it is not the hearers, it is the doers. Are you here? It is not in the confession. He's doing what the confession says. I keep the word and I prosper in all that I do. Anyone keeping the word, but his prosperity is delayed by the anointing this has today, go and prosper. In the name of Jesus. Say, lift up and say, by the word of God, release upon me now. Say, I go and I prosper. Say, I go and I prosper. Say, I go and I prosper. Say, I enlarge, I expand, I break forth, I break out, I go and I prosper. I go and I prosper. By the word of the Lord, released by the anointing in the house today, I go and I prosper. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Let's continue. Wisdom. Are you see here? Let's go. Wisdom and knowledge is granted to me, and God gives me riches wealth, and honor. Say that again. Wisdom to prosper. Knowledge to prosper is granted to me. And God gives me riches, wealth, honor. In a, say wisdom to prosper. Say wisdom for abundance. Knowledge for abundance is granted unto me. And I go. And God gives me riches, wealth, and honor in abundance. In the name of Jesus. Can we go? 2 Corinthians 20. Pause it. Give me that verse itself. 2 Corinthians 20:20.
Let your living water flow by my soul. Let your this spirit cover take control of every situation. Oh, my cares are golden.
Repeat it. Let your living.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your holy spirit come and
yene mokune mekeri abalaba of every.
All my cares and
burdens
unto
you. Lift your hands. Let the river of the living waters flow in your direction and bring to you everything lacking in your family. By the flow, the river waters. By the law, the river carry materia na 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 masete. Ete lebo koria tatata. Makata lebo koria tate lebo. Ayakata karia tata. Eria kate lebo koria bata. Majata tale. Eri kate lebo koria kata. Eri kere de lebo koria. Rabakaria kate lele. Mazata kata.
Let there be a flow.
What you have done by your strength and faith, let the living waters give you success in those areas. In the name of Jesus, let the river flow, let the waters flow, let the waters bubble, let them bubble, let them bubble, let the water bubble in your heart, in your life. Let the waters bubble.
Holy
in your life, let the living waters fill. Eribokoria talabokoria bada. By the living waters, we put an end to every inadequacy in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus,
we thank you.
Hiya la batire bo koria balabazita. Listen to him. Just listen. Receive our spirit. Receive instructions. Let the instructions drop in your heart. That question you have been asking for these years, let there be an answer now. Let there be a release unto you. In the name of Jesus, every dark river preventing your crossing over to the other side, let them dry up. In the name of Jesus, let the river dry up. In the name of Jesus, every river you see in your dream, in opposition to your promised land, let the river dry up. Let the river dry up. Let the river dry up. In the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. We honor your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seats. I don't know whether to, because of our time. Let's take the confessions. Let's take the confession. Because what I want to teach is deep birth. Okay, let's see. For every tremendous increase in the word of God, there was a blessing. For every tremendous increase in the word of God, there was a blessing. There is a blessing that activates and empowers increase. Genesis 1:28. After God has created man and everything, let's read together. And God and blessed them and said to them, what was the first blessing? I didn't hear you. When God created man, what was the first blessing? Fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. Is that an increase? The first blessing on man was a blessing of increase. That is why for all of us, we connected to the world. But as we come, we keep increasing, including the person complaining. The first blessing upon man was a blessing of increase. Desiring an increase is not a wrong thing. Because that's the first thing that God did to man. Hello, are we here? And he blessed them and he said, be. Be means in you is all the things to make you make it. Make you make that be. If he said be, he said that is who you are. Do you understand? Tell somebody be. I didn't hear. Say be. So when you say be, when he said be, anything contrary to it in the life of Adam respected the word be. I hope you are listening to me. I don't care what you are going through. The word of God is be, 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 be. Let's see who can stop that word except you. Do you understand? Hello, do you understand me? When God was telling Adam, be fruitful, Adam was there only with Eve. They were two. How many of us are in the world today? 7 billion plus. Today. How many people have died in the past? We don't know. In that one man was over 7 billion people. He only told him, be. In you is more than your expectation. He's telling you, be. Are you in charge? The problem is that the simple things of the word of God, it looks big to many of you. Be. Tell somebody, be. I didn't hear you say, be. I didn't hear you tell the person, be. I pray for you. The blessings of increase, of fruitfulness and multiplication, let that blessing be upon you and your family. In the name of Jesus, lift your, say, lift your hand and say, according to the word of the Lord. Say, according to the blessing of the Lord, I am fruitful and I multiply. Say, I receive the blessings of fruitfulness and multiplication. In the name of today, I receive the blessings. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Whatever is against your increase, by the word of the Lord, let them bow before you. I didn't hear your amen. By the blessing of the Lord, let them bow before you. Stretch your two hands here. I decree, you are blessed. You are blessed with the blessings of increase. You are blessed. Multiply and be fruitful. Say, I say, hear the word of the Lord. Multiply and be fruitful. 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 You are blessed. Are you here? The first thing he did was like he said, wake up in the morning and bless yourself. Never, except you are a bastard in this church, wake up and curse your child in the name of annoyance. When the word was new, the first thing he did was bless. The first thing you do for your children is bless them. Hey, stupid boy, if I don't wake you up, you can't wake up, baby. In the morning. Ah! You are blessed. No matter the words of spirit are spoken against you, any early morning word that has been spoken against you, that is working against you, in replacement of the Lord, I said the Lord bless you. The Lord increase you. The Lord make you fruitful. The Lord multiply you. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs 10:22. In the name of Jesus. If we show you mango seed, mustard seed, and we show you mustard tree, you will say, mba, na lie. If you see the seed and you compare it with the tree, you will not believe that in the seed is everything that makes the tree. You might be in the form of a seed now. It doesn't mean you are not a tree. In fact, you are not a tree. You are a forest. Are you here? The things, you know, there are some things I don't dedicate cars anymore. Soon, I will stop dedicating houses. Because it will be too much for me to be going from one place to the other to be dedicated. Are you here? I can't imagine you buying a car in this church now and you are calling pastor to come and dedicate. I can't imagine you giving birth now. You are calling me to come and dedicate child. We don't pass that level. We are moving to those other levels. I'm dedicating industries, dedicating companies. In the name of Jesus. You are a seed. It might not look like it now. But soon you will see that you are a forest. Let the blessing of Jesus come upon everything that you do. Say amen, let me hear you. Say amen, let me hear you. We thank you. Be blessed. That was before the fall. Let's check. Genesis, maybe 9:1. Let's do 9:1. Genesis 9:1. Let's reach together. Let's go. One, two, go. What was the difference between this time and the last time? Same blessing, but different situations on earth. At that time, there was no curse. At this time, there was a curse on land. At this time, God has eradicated blessing. Even in the midst of consequences of a curse, his decree was still the same. Be fruitful. It doesn't matter where you are. The word of God and the blessing is the same over you. And he's saying, be fruitful. Multiply. Do you understand? God desires to bless. Parents desire to bless. Tell people, bless you. God bless you. May God be with you. They see in head, Guguruma, what kind of a man are you? Be like your father that blesses. Let me tell somebody, be like your father that blesses. Grace you. Grace you. You are looking at me. Grace you, sir. Inebo Guria and Daga Rigede. Maya Katani Bokoria Baba. Erike Tele Bokoria. The Lord set the table before you. In the presence of the enemy, there is a lifting coming up for you. In the name of Jesus. In the midst of a curse. Ezekiel came and said, what? The Lord bless them. Who God blesses, no man can curse. It doesn't matter the situation. Lift your two hands up. Say, I am blessed. Say, therefore, I increase on all sides. In the name of I am blessed, I'm blessed of the Lord. And therefore, I increase on all sides. I am blessed of the Lord. And therefore, I increase. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The blessings brings an increase. Help me tell somebody, let me hear you again. Say, the blessing brings an increase. We thank you. Let me jump some things. Let's look at Abraham. I want to look at Abraham to the fourth generation. Let's look at the first generation. Abraham. Genesis 24 verse 1. Is he on the screen? Everything I asked for should be on the screen. Please. Oh yeah, let's go. Now was old. Well advanced in years. Let me then get pause. And the Lord has blessed Abiodun in all things. Hello. Hello, sir. Did you notice that at this time he only had 8 children? Instead of the thousands that God promised him, they did not stop the fact that the Lord has blessed him in all things. Because the blessing of the Lord and promise of God is not for you alone, it's for you and your generations yet on board. If you touch all the blessings in your lifetime, the blessing is more. Hello, are you here? There are some words spoken to my father that have still not come to pass. I'm going to inherit them. That's why one of my favorite prayers for you is that every reward that your parents did not touch, let them be released unto you. In the name of Jesus. And now Abraham was old, well advanced in age. And the Lord has blessed Abraham. And the Lord has blessed innocence. In all ways. Lift your two hands up and say, and the Lord has blessed me. In all ways. Can I hear in all things, in all ways, at all times, the Lord has blessed me. In all things, and the Lord has blessed me. In all things. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The things of faith sometimes look like foolishness. Look at this. God changed the name of Abraham to Abraham. And Abraham means what? Father. Is he father of nations, have you? So imagine somebody at 99 that has not given birth to one child. And then they say, what is your name? Father of all nations. If the person were to be on Nigerian social media, what do you think they would do to the person? Okay, let me not say what would they, what would you, because you are here also. What will you do to the person? And the Lord has blessed him in all things. He might not look it, he might not have it all, but it has not changed the fact that the Lord has blessed him in all things. Are we here? Lift your right hand up. I might not look it. I didn't hear you say, I might not look it. I might not have it. But the Lord has blessed me in all things. Lift your right hand. Can you make that declaration? Say, I might not look it. I might not have it. But the Lord has blessed me in all things. The Lord. The Lord has blessed me in all things. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So, why you say that? Or you pray that you are in office and say pray and you leave that prayer point and say let us just make declaration that the Lord has blessed us. You know, they can look at you the same way they were looking at Abraham. No child, father of nations. But the rest is issue today. Do you understand? That is the power of P. And the Lord has blessed you in all things. In all things, may the Lord arise and bless you. In all things, in all of your ways, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Jump to verse 36. I hope I'm right. 35. Can we all read together? Always remember, before the fruitfulness is explained, you will see he was blessed. Ephesians 1:3, and God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, all in the heavenly places. Before the descriptions of the effect of the blessings, he always writes it there. The Lord has blessed him at all times. May the Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus. You know, the most powerful blessings in the Bible, sometimes you get so used to it that you don't pray them again. And surely, God give us a message for the other way. Just carry your bag out without thinking about it. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you thought about the love of God before? That will give the only thing, the most precious thing to me. That is what you are praying for yourself. And at that time, you're already carrying your keys. You are not even thinking about it. The blessing is superior to anything, sir. In that Numbers chapter 6, he said, So shall you bless Israel, and you shall put my name on them. One thing I love about many of the children in this church is that they understand the blessing. Even though adults here might not be able to say it. Let's go. May the Lord bless you. And they are saying amen. I say, let's say the blessing. Oh yeah, let's go. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Lift his countenance upon you. Many people that are putting their head under many men of God to be eating their head in the blessing. They don't even know the blessing of God. Everything, pastor. Pastor, touch my head. Soon your head will have mark like our cousin. Mark here. From bah. You can't even bless yourself because you don't know the blessing. He said, if you decree those blessings, I will put my name upon Israel. So even when I'm weak and you come and you say, pray for me and I recite that blessing for you, you can never be involved in an accident. No evil can befall you because the name of the Lord comes upon you. Please understand the power of the blessing. Understand it. And the Lord has greatly. Do you know that in verse 1, the writer, Moses, said the Lord has blessed Abraham in all things. But this is Eliezer that went to look for a wife. For what? For Isaac. What did he say? And the Lord has great. Can I shock you? Many of the things you think are small, other people looking at you, they think it is great. You have one car that breaks down every time. You are thinking this car no go kill me one day. Somebody is just saying, if I have this Datsun Lore, Anybody know that song, Lore? Do you know Nizam Bluebird? Even if it's Bluebird you are driving today, some people will look at you and say you are blessed. What's the English word of Emafutu Tembelu? Don't look down on the blessing of God upon your life. You are blessed. I hope you know that. You are blessed. You will know that. Are you sure? Lift your hand and say, I am greatly blessed. And I have become great. Can I say, I am greatly blessed? And I have become great. Say, the blessing of the Lord is making me great. Say, the blessing, the blessing, the blessing, the blessing. The blessing of the Lord is upon me. And therefore, I am great. The blessing of the Lord has made me great. Ribokoria kata la baka ria kata. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I beg you in the name of God, please understand the blessing. That is the only thing they all fought for. Everybody fought for it. Ishmael was sent far away from Isaac, and others were sent far away from Isaac. Isaac can expand in his blessing. Esau and Jacob, they fought for the blessing. The other brothers of Joseph sent him away because of the mark of a blessing in those dreams. Manasseh and Ephraim were brought for the same blessing. The man changed his hand. That was what they were all looking for. But some don't understand the blessing. I am blessed, and there's nothing you can do about it, sir. There's somebody say, can I say, I am blessed? And there's nothing you can do about it. Say that, let me hear you, sir. Say that again, let me hear you. Then we hear the word of the Lord. The children of God, yeah, I'm blessed. And there is nothing you can do about it. Are you here? I pray that, because if I ask some of you to pray that, you might not open your mouth. Israel was blessed and Balak was sent to curse them. Instead of cursing them, he changed everything to a blessing. That was Old Testament. How much more the New Testament? You are greater than Israel of the Old Testament. Hello? He said, I can't curse whom God has blessed. But let them sin against their God, and their God will curse them himself. You are blessed. Hello, are you here? Every consequences of a blessing, let them begin to spring forth and break out of your life. Let them begin to spring forth and break out of your life. Let them begin to spring forth and break forth out of your life. In the name of Jesus, I remember this today. When he was calling himself the father of nations, he had nothing. When I'm telling you are blessed, you might have nothing. If you know me before, you no go know me again. You know that song? My life done better. You need to see some people's cheek. Eh? For me, people tell me you have not changed much. But I know some people that have changed. I will not look in anybody's direction. The Lord, by his blessing, is changing your story. Lift your two hands up and say, by the blessing, you will now fill in the gap by prophecy into your life. Lift the two hands up. Say, by the blessing. And here we are, filling the gap. By the blessing of God. Filling the gap, filling the gap, filling the gap. All needs are met. The force are provided. By the blessing, the Lord is making a way. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We are going to pray again. A blessed man is very confident. you are not praying confidently. Have I shared with you before a story of a young man that went for an interview and he got there late and he was like number 98. And he saw somebody walking in the office and he wrote a note to the person walking in the office and please, can you please help me give it to the chairman of the interview committee? So he wrote somebody something and the man took it to the chairman of the interview committee. And what was it there? Don't make up your mind until number 98. He got the job. You are too chicken. Even pray, I am blessed. How can there be anybody that will pray for you better than yourself? Lift your two hands up. Let's pray. You can't be in this church and not be blessed. So by force, you must be blessed. If not me pray, you will shout. If for you to pray, you go keep your mind shut. Are you here? Can we stand up on our feet? Lift our two hands up. You understand? You will say, by the blessing of the Lord. Then you will fill in the gap. You will be filling the gap. By the blessing of the Lord, my plans succeed. By the blessing of the Lord, I get. Lift your two hands up. Can I say by the blessing of the Lord? I didn't hear say by the blessing of the Lord. Say by the blessing of the Lord. Fill in the gap. Let me hear you pray for yourself. Marika tatata. By the blessing, 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 by the blessing. By the blessing of the Lord. By the blessing of the Lord. By the blessing of the Lord. Yarya katala baka arya kata. Ebe kete 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 lebo. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Sit down. We take the last scripture, Ezekiel 36, 37. I want us to pray for our church. Ezekiel 36, 37. It seems this issue of increase, God doesn't want me to end it now. He just keep bringing different dimensions to it. But yeah, make we read together. One, two, go. You know what? God has been waiting to increase them, but nobody was asking. He now called the prophet and said, please pray to me. Ask me. Yeah, I've been waiting for anybody to ask me for an increase, but nobody is asking. But tell the prophet, tell them to ask me. Thus says the Lord, this also I will let the house of Israel ask me to do for them. To increase their like a flock. Hello. I'm not interested that if you come to church late, you have a seat to sit. I'm not happy. We have gone to churches in which, if you are 5 minutes late, you will join the next service. Ask me to increase their people like a flock. So soon, take advantage of this opportunity. You might not have a seat to sit down again. We'll put you there with one small television, not big, one small. Lift your two hands up. Look at that screen. God says the Lord God. This also I will let the house of TCI to ask me to do for them to increase their people. So we are going to pray it in two ways. The Lord is going to increase us in numbers. And the numbers he brings, the Lord is going to increase them themselves. Lift your two hands up. Let's pray. Say, oh Lord, arise. According to your word, increase this year like a flood. Lift your hands up, let's press Barrebo Corita Lava Caria. Eteteria Catalaba. Marebo Coria Palebo Coria Catala. Erika Telebo Coria Catalaba. Mazata Catacataca. Ebetebo Coria Catata. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Lift your hands at them and say, TCR. increase like a flock. I didn't hear him say, I decree. Say, TCI, hear the word of the Lord. Increase like a flock. Can you say that? Let me hear. Say, TCI, hear the word of the Lord. Increase like a flock. Say, TCI, hear the word of the Lord. Increase like a flock. Say, TCI, hear the word of the Lord. Increase like a flock. Can I pray that prayer again? In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Jump back to verse 35 and we pray that for everybody here. Jump back. Ezekiel 36, 35. Every desolation in your life, they are terminated by the fire of the Lord. By the blessing of God, we come today and we terminate every desolation in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus. Let's read it together. And they will say, this land that was desolate has become every desolation in your life. Let it become a rainforest. Let it become like a garden of Eden. In the name of Jesus. This is service when you are living. You tell somebody, look at me well today. You will never see me in this state again forever. Hello, do you understand that? Hello? We are not supposed to tell you all these things. Oh. If you have been lying too long, sometimes if you see how the service starts, you know what is about to happen. You know in that atmosphere, you begin to tell people something, you begin to decree some things. We pray here. Whatever has stopped working, let them begin to work. Let the desolation be terminated in your life in the name of Jesus. He said, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are now fortified. No area of your life shall be empty again. By the reason of the blessing, no area of your life shall be empty again. No area of your life shall be empty again. In the name of Jesus, let there be an increase for you. We glorify your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Stretch forth your hand up. Let's pray together. Say, may the Lord, let's go, may the Lord. Okay, maybe hold somebody, face somebody, tell somebody, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom. Say, in your life, nothing shall be broken. Nothing shall be missing. Nothing shall be lacking. Say, the Lord will always come through for you at the right time. Say, let there be surplus in your house according to the blessing of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God bless you. Shalom. Shalom.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.